Blog Talk Radio.
Shoshona, and it is now time for you to learn about the wonderful, amazing Shoshona. So, Shoshona, tell everyone about you.
Hello, Barbara.
Hello.
I'm here today to help people to alleviate their pain in life. I've been committed to working with the emotion code therapy since 2013. I have been dedicated to it as a person who needs healing since 2009. It is the best thing that I've ever found in my life. It's the basis for a lot of other healing. Like even what you do falls in line with what I do, you know, in two different modalities or whatever, but the same, along the same line or whatever. It's just phenomenal. It's what drives me to do this radio program once a week, to get out there and let people know that, yes, there is a solution for you. You know, and the best place to start is by releasing your trapped emotions.
Wonderful. And since we don't have any callers, I get to ask this question. So,
okay.
Earlier today, I was talking with another person who does healing work, and they were saying that they saw within me something that happened between the time I was 2 or 3 up to 5 years old that I buried in a box, and I've been hanging on to it since then. I have no idea what this is that I've buried in this box. Can Emotion Code find buried boxes and let out what's in them?
Oh, yes. Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Can you find my box?
Yeah, we can get to the root of what's in the box.
Okay, great.
Okay, can I connect to Barbara Grace Reynolds? Yes. Okay, do I have your permission, Barbara, to connect with you?
Yes, ma'am, you do.
Okay, is my name Barbara Grace Reynolds? No, is my name Shoshona? Yes. Is my name Barbara Grace Reynolds? Yes. Is my name Shoshona? No. Is my name Barbara Grace Reynolds? Yes. Okay. Does Barbara have any trapped emotions from pre-birth? No. Does Barbara have any trapped emotions from birth to the age of 1? No. From birth to the age of 2? Well, actually, from the age of 1 to the age of 2. Yes, so it's at 2 years old. And it's going towards hurt. Threatened, mad, rejected, startled. Is this something that happened to Barbara while she was in her crib? No, did she fall out of her crib? No, that's not it. Does she have a heart wall? Yes, from the age of 2. No, from the age of 1. No, from the age of birth. No, from the age of 3. No, from the age of 4. No, from the age of 5. No, from the age of 6. No, from the age of 7. No, from the age of 8. No, from the age of 9. No, from the age of 10. Yes, you have a heart wall. And it's insecurity.
Okay.
Insecurity from the age of 10. Is that heart wall 1 inch thick? Yes. 2 inches? Yes. 3 inches? Yes. 4 inches? Yes. 5 inches? Yes. 6 inches? No. 5 inches thick. Made of what type of material? Something soft? No. Something hard? Yes. Is it wood? No. Is it metal? No. Is it concrete? No. Is it, what's the word I want to use? Is it textile? Yes, it's in the textile. Humiliated, rejected, hurt, insecure, mad, hateful, hurt, insecure, anxious, scared, startled, liberated. Does Barbara have a heart wall? No. Okay, is there any other, can we go inside of the box? Can we go to the root of the box? that Barbara has inside of her that she formed when she was a young child. Yes. Mad. And it's sticking on mad. Aggressive. Mad. Distant. Rejected. Insecure. Scared. Startled. Confused. Joyful. Accepted. Peaceful. And it's hanging on peaceful. Powerful, intimate, accepted, bored, optimistic, intimate, peaceful, accepted, proud, interested, joyful, excited, interested, proud, accepted, powerful, peaceful, intimate, optimistic, sensitive, provocative, fulfilled, confident, inquisitive, amused, ecstatic, liberated, confident, important, amused, inquisitive, amused, ecstatic, respected, fulfilled, courageous, provocative, loving, hopeful, sensitive, playful, open, apathetic, indifference, inspired, playful, hopeful, provocative, respected, confident, important, inquisitive, amused, ecstatic, liberated. Okay, is there anything else left in the box that Barbara holds inside of her? No. Is Barbara Grace at peace? Says no. Frustrated. Is Barbara Grace at peace? Yes. Is Barbara Grace's soul intact? No. Is Barbara Grace's soul fragmented? No. Does Barbara Grace possess a sacred heart wall? No. Is Barbara Grace's sacred heart connected to her soul? No. Yes. Does Barbara Grace suffer from bitter roots? No. Is Barbara Grace's head connected to her heart chakra? Yes. Is Barbara Grace's soul in the body at 100%? Yes. Is Barbara Grace's spirit in the heart at 100%? Yes. Is the door to manifestation open for Barbara Grace at 100%? No, 90%. Yes. 91%. Yes. 92%. No. So it's open at 91%. Anxious, scared, rejected, submissive, insecure, anxious, scared, critical, bored, despair, depressed, bored, inspired, apathetic, indifference, abandoned, empty, powerless, vulnerable, victimized, revolted, aversion, infuriated, jealous, insignificant, worthless, inadequate, worried, frightened, terrified, shocked, eager, energetic, liberated. Okay. Do you want to do some past life work?
Okay. How does that work?
Let's just go in and see what we come up with, right?
Okay.
Okay. Can we tap into Barbara Grace's past lives? Yes. Okay. Does Barbara Grace have any trapped emotions from a past life? Yes. Is it one past life ago? Yes. Is it two past lives ago? Yes. Is it three past lives ago? Yes. Is it four past lives ago? Yes. Is it five past lives ago? Yes. Is it six past lives ago? Yes. Is it seven past lives ago? Yes. Is it eight past lives ago? Yes. Is it nine past lives ago? No. Eight past lives ago. And in that past life, you were a submissive person.
Oh,
and it's
okay.
Hanging there. That was the trapped emotion that you trapped in that life. Submissiveness. And really, that's the only thing that it's going towards. Submissive.
Well, I'd like to let that go.
Yeah. Okay, is this from, I have to ask this question, don't get offended by this. Is this
okay.
From the Salem days? Yes, was Barbara in a past life in Salem, Massachusetts? Yes, you were. And that stands to reason that you would be submissive, right?
Yeah.
Rejected, threatened, hurt, mad, hateful, insecure, scared, startled, amazed, excited. Oh, that's what this is. This is a past life from Salem, Massachusetts, from back in the 1600s.
Wow.
Was Barbara Grace Reynolds burnt at the stake in that past life? No, you weren't. Insecure.
Was
rejected.
I drowned?
Did she drown in that past life? Yes, you did. Threatened. Hurt. Mad. Hateful. Humiliated. Rejected. Submissive. Anxious. Scared. Startled. Joyful, amazed, excited, proud, interested, accepted, important, confident, inquisitive, amused, liberated. Okay, is there any other trapped emotions from that past life to when Barbara would have been classed a witch? Yes. Excited. Scared. Startled. Threatened. Hurt. Mad. Frustrated. Critical. Awful. Guilty. Abandoned. Despair. Depressed. Lonely. Bored. Optimistic. Intimate. Peaceful. Powerful. Accepted, proud, interested, joyful, excited, ecstatic, important, respected, fulfilled, courageous, loving, hopeful, sensitive, playful, open, inspired, opened, sensitive, respected, important, amused, ecstatic, liberated, energetic, eager, awe, perplexed, worthless, inadequate, worried, overwhelmed, jealous, insecure, ridiculed, inadequate, worthless, inadequate, worried, overwhelmed, frightened, terrified, shocked, dismayed, disillusioned, perplexed, astonished, frustrated, aggressive, distant, mad, critical, awful, guilty, abandoned, guilty, frustrated, submissive, insecure, hurt, insecure, hateful, anxious, mad, scared, frustrated, startled, hateful, hurt, rejected, insecure, anxious, accepted, proud, powerful, respected, confident, inquisitive, ecstatic, liberated. Okay, does Barbara have any other trapped emotions from that past life? No. Okay, is the spirit of that past life now clear? Yes. Okay, is it happy? Yes. Okay, is there anything else that we can do for that past life? No. Okay, does Barbara have any other trapped emotions from a past life? Yes. Was it one lifetime ago? Yes. Was it two? Yes. Was it three? Yes. Was it four? Yes. Was it five? Yes. Was it six? Yes. Was it seven? Yes. Was it eight? Yes. Was it nine? Yes. Was it 10? Yes. Was it 11? Yes. Was it 12? Yes. Was it 13? Yes. 14? Yes. 15? Yes. 16? Yes. 17? No. 16 lifetimes ago, and each lifetime is 22 years. The average of each lifetime, if each
okay.
generation is 22 years, right? So 22 times
mm-hmm.
16. Distant, frustrated, hurt, insecure, anxious, scared, startled, confused, distant, aggressive, hateful, rejected, insecure, scared, confused, proud, interested, powerful, peaceful, intimate, optimistic, bored, depressed, despair, abandoned, critical, awful, guilty, abandoned, despair, depression, loneliness, bored, optimistic, peaceful, powerful, accepted, proud, interested, joyful, awe, ecstatic, fulfilled, provocative, courageous, fulfilled, courageous, respected, confident, important, inquisitive, amused, ecstatic, liberated, energetic, inferior, inspired, loving, liberated. Okay, is there any other trapped emotions from this lifetime 16 generations ago or 16 lifetimes ago? I shouldn't say that, no. That I misquoted that earlier. That 22 years per generation is for an inherited trapped emotion, not for past life, right?
Oh, okay.
So, frustrated, aggressive, hurt, submissive, insecure, anxious, scared, threatened, hurt, hateful, submissive, anxious, startled, interested, inquisitive, ecstatic, liberated. So with the work that you do, Barbara, can you take that information that I'm giving you, 16 lifetimes or past lives ago, and can you tap into that to get any information on what you were or who you were?
I don't know. I hadn't tried. Let's see. Okay. Hmm. I'm seeing it looks like the I'm assuming that there is a plains kind of area in, I'm hearing Mongolia.
Okay. That's cool.
And, yeah, that is cool. Okay. And I'm seeing, I guess it's myself, and I'm a little kid, although I can't tell if I'm a boy or a girl. It's before puberty, and I'm just wearing all these clothes, so I don't know what I am.
Was she a boy? No, you were a girl.
I can't tell.
Yes.
I was a girl?
Yeah, it says
okay.
A girl.
And I'm looking for someone to come home, I think. It must be my father.
There you go.
I didn't see a woman. Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah.
That you can get insight like that. I can't get insight like that. I rely strictly on the trapped emotions, right? Now, when it comes to myself, when I'm doing it on myself, when I'm reading off the trapped emotions, I get a visual, a vision, right?
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I've done it to where I could see my husband being the slave owner and I was the slave.
Oh, how interesting.
From Civil War, from the South, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, but that's all I could see. I couldn't, there's no other details or anything like that, right? I'm just going by the trapped emotions that are coming out and the visions that I'm getting as I'm reading them for myself.
Ooh.
Right?
Yeah.
So, anyhow, okay, does Barbara have any other trapped emotions from any other past life?
Actually, we have a caller, so if you want to stop working on me and work on the caller, that's fine.
Okay, can I just connect now from Barbara Grace Reynolds? Yes. Is my name Barbara Grace Reynolds? Yes. Is my name Shoshona? No. Is my name Barbara Grace Reynolds? No. Is my name Shoshona? Yes. Is my name Shoshona? Yes. Okay. I'm ready.
So we are going to the caller from area code 917. Hi, who's this?
Hi. Hi, this is Nita calling in today in regards to a question that I have about a colleague who's been acting very strange since last Wednesday. What do you see around that?
What do you mean by strange?
Complaining about me, false accusations, being a little bit bossy, you know.
That could be a spirit interaction. And, you know, believe it or not, yes, people do encounter walk-ins from spirits. I lived it in my own life. My husband was being taken over by the spirit of his dead brother. And I'll tell you, we went through a difficult time. And it was me sitting here doing this work on him that got it to leave and turn around. And it took months, actually. So, yes, it could be spirit action, spirit attachment. You know, like when you see somebody go from being one way to something totally different, that's usually what it is something has attached itself to them. You can't see it, right? Are you there?
That's interesting. I never thought about that. Actually,
yeah.
Either Blog Talk dropped her or she dropped herself. But what you were saying was so interesting.
I lived it. I lived with a person who I lived with for about 20 years, and all of a sudden they went from being my best friend to being my worst enemy.
Oh, wow.
So, and it was because he had the spirit of his brother attached to him. So and it was actually through the emotion code that I figured that out.
So you finally released whatever emotion it was in him that had attracted his brother, or how did you get
back in? Yeah. Oh, what had happened was my husband had a heart attack. And when he had the heart attack, it lasted 3 days. He shouldn't have survived it, but he did. And on the Sunday, I took him to the hospital. And when I took him to the hospital, it was immediate surgery. He's very lucky to be alive. But when that happened, the spirit of his dead brother entered his body.
Oh.
So, yeah. And it took me, it took a few years for it to go down to where we were not going through good energy in this house, period. So, it took me, I don't know, it took me months to get through it and actually master it. And that's how I released it, was by taking its power away from it and releasing its trapped emotions.
Okay. So did you have to release some of your husband's emotions too?
Oh, yeah.
That had attracted his brother
to
begin with?
You betcha, yeah. I did major work on him for months. And now, today, we live in a peaceful environment. So is the caller still there?
No, they dropped.
She didn't like my answer, obviously. Anyhow, but Barbara, I'm telling you, that's the God's honest truth.
Oh, I believe you.
I'm not imagining it, and I'm not making it up. That's exactly what happened in my household.
That's interesting.
So when somebody turns on you like that, that's what it is. Is there's energy involved.
Okay. Well, that's good to know. I hadn't really thought about that happening with people, so that's really good to know.
I have a whole write-up on it here about different types of spirits that can do damage to you. People die with spirits on them and don't even know that they're on them.
Oh, okay.
So, anyhow, it really opened up my eyes. And for a while I was guided towards spiritual warfare. And that's exactly what I was I was an absolute warrior. I battled off whatever it was that was surrounding us. I battled it off big time. You're not coming into my home. You're not doing this to me, and you're not doing this to him.
Wow.
So, and I had the strength of another Barbara behind me. She's the one who guided me through it. Without her, I would have truly have ended up in the loony bin somewhere.
Wow.
So,
well, it's great that you got what you needed when you needed it, and that's the way it's supposed to work.
It is, and that's where I get my insight from today and my strength, because without my own strength involved here, it would have taken me.
Wonderful.
So there's nothing weird or hokey-pokey about it. It is what it is, you know. You have to be open-minded and think outside of the box and recognize what's going on in your world, you know.
Right, yeah, I see that.
Yeah, it was a phenomenal experience, just put it that way. It's what set me on my path.
Well, great.
So
wonderful.
Anyhow, yeah. So, but yeah, I've learned that there's so many different facets to the metaphysical world. It takes time to wrap your mind around it. You know, all the different avenues that you can take. You know, like, there's lots of people out there that feel that and think that, right? Doesn't mean
mm-hmm.
they're all crazy.
Yeah.
So.
Well, great.
Well, I'm sorry I couldn't answer her question. I'm sorry that she felt the need to hang up. You know, but
well,
that's
you
the
know,
only
people sometimes are looking for something in particular.
Well, yeah, you know. So to the lady out there that called or whatever, if you're interested in hearing the rest of it, call back.
Okay.
Yeah, so... So do you want to continue on with your past life?
No, not necessarily. Actually, I feel pretty good.
Yeah? You feel
yeah,
lighter?
Yeah, I do. Yeah, I do.
Is Barbara Grace Reynolds physically happy? Yes. Is she emotionally happy? Yes. Is she spiritually happy? Yes. Does Barbara Grace Reynolds possess any anxiety? No, and I'm on the outside of you, from the outside looking in. Okay, can
yeah,
we go into Barbara's
great.
Innate? Yes, is Barbara's innate happy? Yes, do I need to go into Barbara Grace Reynolds to get the appropriate answers? No. Is Barbara's assemblage point wide open? No, it's not wide open. Is it in balance? Yes. Okay, can we look at Barbara's assemblage point? Submissive. Humiliated, insecure, mad, hateful, hurt, insecure, scared, startled, joyful, liberated, eager, energetic, liberated, ecstatic. How's your leg?
It still goes through phases where that feeling comes back and then it goes away again. So I'm not sure exactly, you know,
and
what's up with
what
it.
Is, what is the feeling that you feel?
It's kind of like a numbness. I don't really know how to describe it, but it's kind of like a numbness that comes and goes.
And whereabouts on your leg is it?
On the outer thigh, on the right leg.
Okay, does it go like the whole length of the leg or?
From like the hip to the knee.
Oh, okay. Okay, so it's the upper leg.
Yeah.
Okay, that sounds like a nerve issue.
Yeah, I don't really know what started it. I can't remember anything, you know, that happened.
Hang on a sec here. Here's my chart when I need it. Okay, we're going to do a little bit of body code on you, Barbara.
Okay.
The body code is the superior program under the Healer's Library, and in it
uh-huh.
is six different categories. And there's energies, toxicity, circuitry, pathogens, structural, and nutritional. Now, under energies, there's emotional, post-traumatic, allergy or intolerance, mental or offensive. Toxicity, there's heavy metals, free radicals, EM spectrum, chemicals, microbial. Circuitry, there's organs, glands, chakras, disconnections, and meridians. Pathogens, there's parasites, fungal, bacterial, viral, and mold. Structural is bones, nerves, muscles, connective tissues, and organs and glands. And nutritional is your pH imbalance, foods, herbs, nutrients, dehydration, and magnetic field. Okay, can we tap into Barbara Grace Reynolds? Yes, is my name Barbara Grace Reynolds? No, is my name Shoshona? Yes, is my name Barbara Grace Reynolds? Yes, is my name Shoshona? No. Okay. Under energy, does Barbara Grace Reynolds have any issues? No. Toxicity, no. Circuitry, no. Pathogens, no. Structural, yes. Nutritional, no. Is it in the bone? No. Is it in the nerve? Yes. Is it in the muscle? No. Is it in the connective tissue? No. Is it in the organs or the glands? No. It's in your nerve, your nerve endings.
Okay.
Okay. Does Barbara Grace Reynolds have any trapped emotions that's causing a structural nerve problem in her right leg on the outer side between the hip and the calf and the knee? Frustrated, hurt, anxious, startled, confused, joyful, interested, proud, accepted, powerful, peaceful, intimate, optimistic, intimate, lonely, bored, despair, lonely, guilty, abandoned, despair, depressed, lonely, bored, depressed, empty, powerless, vulnerable, ignored, victimized, remorseful, revulsion, aversion, hesitant, remorseful, ashamed, ignored, victimized, powerless, vulnerable. Mad, hateful, hurt, rejected, insecure, anxious, scared, startled. Proud, inquisitive, fulfilled, confident, important, amused, ecstatic, liberated, energetic, liberated. Okay, does Barbara Grace Reynolds have a structural nerve problem on the outside of her right leg, the upper right leg? Yes. Hurt. Hateful, threatened, rejected, insecure, anxious, scared, distant, awful, despair, depression. Lonely. Is this from a past life? No. Is this from this life? Yes. Between 0 and 10. No. Between 10 and 20. 11 and 20. No. 21 and 30. No. 31 and 40. No. 30 or 41 and 50. No. 51 and 60. Yes. Anxious. Scared. Disapproval, abandoned, depressed, lonely, bored, optimistic, intimate, peaceful, powerful, accepted, proud, interested, joyful, excited, perplexed, astonished, confident, inquisitive, liberated, Okay, does Barbara Grace Reynolds possess a structural nerve problem on her upper right leg, on the outside of it? No. Is there any other trapped emotions causing a structural nerve issue in Barbara's right leg on the outer upper side? No. Looks like we got it.
Wonderful.
Is there a... So pay attention to it now. And
okay.
If it comes back, let me know. We'll look at it again. Right?
Okay.
But that's what it is. It's a structural issue within your nerves.
Okay. Well, wonderful.
Does Barbara Grace Reynolds have a structural issue in her nerves and her legs? No. See, I understand this a little bit because when I was a child, I had what's called Guillain-Barré syndrome.
Uh-huh.
And I was paralyzed from head to toe, right? And that's what is your immune system turns against your nervous system. So I was walking down a flight of stairs, and when I got to the bottom, I just collapsed. It was like all the power in my legs just gave away, and I fell.
Wow.
So I understand that structural nerve thing, right? Because I've been there myself in a much more extreme situation or whatever, but still, that's what it was my nerves.
Well, I'm glad mine hasn't collapsed.
No, it's just numbness. Okay, does Barbara Grace Reynolds have any other issues structurally? No, in her muscles. No, in her bones. No, in her connective tissues. No, in her organs or glands. No. Does Barbara Grace Reynolds have a pH imbalance? No. Is she alkaline? Yes. Is she acidic? No. Do you have any allergies, Barbara?
Not, well, you know, I've been working on getting rid of them for years. And most of the things that used to bother me don't bother me anymore.
That's good. Yeah, that's good. Does Barbara Grace Reynolds suffer from vagus nerve dysfunction? No. No, your vagus nerve is good. Yes, and that rules most of your body, the vagus nerve. Is there anything else that I can release from Barbara Grace Reynolds at this point? No. Okay, can I disconnect from Barbara Grace Reynolds? Yes, is my name Shoshona? No, is my name Barbara Grace Reynolds? Yes, is my name Shoshona? Yes, is my name Barbara Grace Reynolds? No, is my name Shoshona? Yes. Yeah, it's really interesting. The more I get into it, like when you did that session on me about a
mm-hmm.
week or 10 days ago, you blew me mm-hmm. away. I literally felt that leave my body as soon as you did it. And actually, you said when you were just getting into it that you could see that the changes were already happening, right?
Yeah.
And, it was an immediate release.
That's the way I
so,
love it, you know.
Yeah, it's just phenomenal. Like I said, the different types of healing, different modalities, different people doing them, different perspective towards it. You know,
mm-hmm.
literally thinking outside of the box every step of the way. You know. So, and that's what led me on this path that I'm on today. And it's not just about the emotion code. It's about everything that I've learned over the past 5 years. Possibilities are endless. You know?
Yeah.
And, you know, like maybe sometimes my honesty gets me in trouble because obviously our caller didn't like my response or whatever, but I have to be honest. I'm not here to dilly-dally around and waste anybody's time, you know?
Yeah, well, you have to be honest anyway. I mean, why would you want to lie?
Well, this is what I've learned, and whether you can see it or not, it doesn't mean that it doesn't exist, right?
Yeah.
So, anyhow... So, yeah, I just keep plunking along, and I keep doing what I'm doing, and if I offend somebody, well, I'm sorry for doing so, you know.
Well, go get over it.
Yeah. So, anyhow. So, do you feel better after I released those past life trapped emotions from you?
Yeah, I did. I feel lighter.
Cool. So the other one, do you remember what that one was? Whether it was seven past lives ago?
I think it was
the
eight.
First one that I did. Eight?
Yeah, I think it was eight.
See if you can go back at some point in time, just meditate on it or whatever, and see what transpires out. That one was the Salem witch one, right?
Yeah, that was.
See if anything comes out of that one, any information at all, and then close the door to it.
Okay.
So, and then that way, those two are done, never to come up again, right?
Wonderful.
So, you know, you're a healer in this life. Chances are you were a healer in many other lives too, right?
Yeah, I was, and I know that, yeah.
Yeah. So, I feel myself that my past lives go back to King David. That's how many lifetimes I've lived.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm not anywhere near where I should be or where I want to be in the perspective of everything with the knowledge that I've gained. With the insight that I have, it comes in threads, right? Where sometimes I get vision upon vision upon vision, and then other times there's nothing, right?
Right.
So sometimes when I'm reading somebody, I can see exactly what their problem is, and other times it's just me reading words off a page, right?
Mm-hmm.
So... anyhow, I'm here to help. Whoever wants to step forward and ask for my assistance, I'm here to help them.
And you definitely can help them because you've made a difference in my life, and I can honestly say that.
Well, and for you, you're one of the cleanest people I've ever met. There's you and another person that I work on. Right, both of you. I have a hard time finding anything in you because you're so clean, right? You're
mm-hmm.
not. You're unscathed by life. Just put it that way, right? Or you have the gifts and abilities to get you through it to help you see the perspective the way you should, right?
Right.
So, anyhow, but. Yeah, so, well, I enjoyed working on you today, Barbara. Yeah.
Well, I get to find out all the new stuff that you can do because I keep asking you questions that you haven't answered before.
Well,
so.
it sparks things within me, like the past life thing. I don't focus on that normally. But it's
yeah.
just another alternative that maybe I can find something within you that will free up some more space, right?
Yeah, that's great. And my lady
so
is still different right now, so that's good.
Well, pay attention to the leg, because, like I said, if there's a problem there, let me know, because it's structural. That's what it is within you.
Okay, great.
So we just, you know, if you have another episode or whatever, let me know when you're having the episode so that we can see whether or not it diminishes and goes away.
Okay, I'll do that.
All righty, my dear.
Well, thanks so much, and we'll be back next week.
Thank you. And thank
my
you
pleasure.
To everybody for listening. All right.
Yes. Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye.